Hey everybody, I wanted to get up on here and talk about a few things about the reality of being with Christ seated in heavenly places. You know, the Bible talks about us being seated in heavenly places. And I've had some realities in my life kind of happen recently. And God gave me a gift the other day when a preacher was talking. And to give you a breakdown on what the preacher was talking about, he was talking about how we should go to God and ask Him to show us who we are with Him seated at the right hand of the Father. Because our identity and who we perceive ourselves to be is one of the most important aspects of our Christian walk and of our personal walk in life. Who we decide we're going to be, who we want to become, the things we want to accomplish in our life, all drive every decision, thought, behavior that we make and do. So, you know, getting an understanding of who we are as Christ's child is a big deal when you're trying to mature in your spiritual walk. You know, the world is so convoluted with such spiritual abscess. There's not a lot of truth in the world. You know, it's hard to find the truth if you're looking in the world for it. And God's Word, the Holy Bible, is our authority of truth. You know, it said in Genesis 1, in the beginning, was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. And so, you know, this is huge, because the Holy Spirit, God, is in the Holy Bible. And when we read the Holy Bible, it renews our mind, because spiritual truth is impacting us, influencing us, and penetrating our spirit as we read it. And so, you know, if you're not in your Bible, if you don't have a Bible, or if you're not reading it, you know, relatively, you know, daily or weekly, I urge you to do that. Because if you're not in your Bible and you don't know what the Word says about who you are, you're going to be turning to your friends, your family, the world, society, politics, your job, your hobbies. You're going to turn to these things to tell you who you are. You're going to rely on them, and they become an idol. And we're not supposed to have false idols. The only idol we're supposed to have is Jesus Himself. So, when I had that pastor talking to us about we're seated in heavenly places, and that we're seated with Jesus, and He's at the right hand of the God on the throne, I kind of, in my spirit, just wanted to know, you know, and follow His guidance and asking God to show me myself in that. And when I did, I saw myself in a really life-changing way. And what I saw was, I just felt myself as like a prince. Just very, 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 very royal. Like high, extreme royalty. And I don't mean that in a frou-frou way. I just mean it in a, like a, just royalty in the spiritual realm. I don't know how else to put that. But growing up, I always felt that way, like that was me, you know? That's just who I am. And, you know, when we're little kids, we're in the truth, because we're not convoluted by the world yet. And if we're lucky, we don't have family and friends that are abusing us and making us believe lies and making us believe things from that we manifest on our own from trauma. So, you know, if we're fortunate to have those types of lives, we don't have a lot of trauma at an early age. We begin to know ourselves in that place. But as we get older, and, you know, middle school starts to hit, and social circles start to hit, and then you go into high school, and then college, God, you know, forgive us for what happens to kids in college. You know, the world starts to try to take over, and the pressures and stresses of adulthood start to hit, bills, all these kinds of things. And it's just, we get indoctrinated into a cycle of identifying with the world. And so that's when, you know, a lot of people are adults. They start to see the pitfalls of life, the hardships of being an adult, and they start turning to the Bible a little more, because as they read it, God's Spirit penetrates them, and they can feel hope again and a certain kind of love from God and Jesus, and it's a beautiful thing. And so, you know, we're seated in heavenly places, and now, you know, I'm asking for a huge prayer right now in my personal life of God. There's some things not aligning with the truth of what I saw myself to be when I was seated in heavenly places with Jesus. And so that tells me that there have been experiences in my life and some things that I've chosen in the past that I've really not allowed Jesus to take a hold of in my life. That means I have some root issues I need to bring before him and lay at the cross. And so, you know, I wanted to interrupt your guys' day and give you, you know, this, it's a pretty solid foundational construct, or part of scripture even, that says we're seated in heavenly places. I want you guys to just meditate a little bit on that today, that you're actually seated in heavenly places with Christ, and just allow him to work on you and bring you revelation about what that means for your life, because it's pretty much everything. Like that alone is pretty much everything. If you can get epiphanies and revelations about who you are as a Christian, as a Christian, Christ-like person, a child of God, daughter of God, son of God, if you can get more revelation about what that means, that's going to change your whole life. It's not just going to change your day or your mood. That's going to change the inspirations for your life. Because what happens is, for me, I mean, I saw myself as a ruler of the ages, not meaning, you know, like the president of the United States or a king over a country or something, but I mean like authority in the spiritual realm, authority in personal decisions, with Christ on the throne, authority in being, it's beyond confidence. It's a whole nother level of confidence. It's not even, there's no doubt and self-doubt, and all those types of emotions weren't even present in this. Like, it's freedom, like complete freedom and complete truth. And, you know, when I was in my early 20s, I got wrapped up in a bunch of occult witchcraft and, energy healing and all these things, which are all evil. The Lord does not operate in those things. And actually in the Bible, he says that outside the gates are the dogs and the sorcerers. And so, you know, I think a lot of the lies I have believing about myself stem from the truth I thought I found years and years ago. It's really, really affected my life. And I think that's why I'm having such a huge revelation when I saw that vision of me with Jesus. So I just encourage you guys to just be in meditation and in prayer today with God. Bring before him everything that you have, all the lies, all the hardships that you experience, the doubts, the frustrations. Bring them to the cross. Lay them at Jesus' feet and just tell him, you know, I'm sorry for getting myself in this place, and I need your help. Okay, I love you guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you later.